Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hi, Elder, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Fantastic. The name is Zama here. You are through to the Adventist World Radio. I hope you can hear me.
I can hear you, Zama.
Lovely. Now, we want to talk about Christ's representative in the world. And when Christ was about to ascend into heaven, his disciples grew apprehensive at the thought of his parting. So Christ promised them a personal counselor, a guide, and that is the subject of our Voice of Prophecy lesson today. So, my elder, please tell us about this priceless gift that Christ promised his disciples and by extension to all of us.
Yeah. Christ promised us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a third member of the Godhead. Christ says it's necessary that I should go. Because when I go, I'm going to send you another comforter. Meaning the role Christ was playing, the Holy Spirit was going to play it. But the only difference is Christ was born in a human form. He was limited with the human part.
Mm-hmm.
But the Holy Spirit then is going to be available to everyone. You know, like we are talking right now, I'm in Zambia, you are in South Africa. The Holy Spirit is present with us, a person who is in America or in Australia at the same time.
Mm.
We are going to talk to God, and then God is going to bring his presence in our lives, answer our prayers in a way that it's like we are the only one existing because of the omnipresence power of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the beautiful gift that we have been left with.
Mm-hmm.
So principally, that gift. And for me, the key word Christ uses is it is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is key. That I should go, because if I don't go, you will not receive the gift which I'm supposed to send when I go.
Yeah. Now, why did he say that it was for their advantage that the Holy Spirit comes rather than for him to say to stay here on earth perpetually?
So when you look at what was happening, at a certain point, it's just the disciples that are seeing him, right? And it's them only who gets to experience the privilege of this God who is in a human form, all right? The rest of the people are going to, it's like you deny them the privilege of having the presence of God in a different form. And so when he says it's for your own advantage, now the Holy Spirit comes. When he comes, he comes with power. And not only power, he comes with conviction.
Mm-hmm.
He says, when he has come, he will convict you of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
So he is coming to bring about some sort of reformation. Now, Christ is taught the disciples. Remember, he's with them.
Mm-hmm.
There is something that is happening as they are beholding him.
Mm-hmm.
They are beginning to actually look and talk like him.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
are beginning to behave like him. But then the power that comes with the Holy Spirit is that he empowers them now to live a Christ-like life. And not only that, he also empowers them to do what Christ was doing here on earth.
Yeah. Now, what would you say then is the purpose of the Holy Spirit here on earth?
So the purpose of the Holy Spirit is principally, to be honest, is to complete what we call the circle of salvation.
Mm.
You know, when we behold the gift of God on the cross,
mm-hmm.
then we are touched. We fall in love. We desire to to be like him. But you see, we have this propensity that is not, I don't want to say it natural. I said after the fall, we have this second nature that inclines itself to sin. But when we now have the Holy Spirit, and when we die to self and allow him to take up the rightful place in our lives, then he empowers us to have victory over sin on daily basis. If you recall, Christ is God. He is born in the manger as a man, but before he is actually commissioned, he receives what we call the power of the Holy Spirit in the form, or he receives the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove. And then the Holy Spirit leads him into the desert. And he's spending 40 days in the desert with the power of the Holy Spirit, because he is now, he has the human part of Christ has now accepted to be led and guided by the Holy Spirit. And so what happens with the Holy Spirit is that he empowers us to appreciate or to get this grace to live a life of victory over sin. So when the devil comes, he comes with like a flood. You know, Isaiah 59 verse 19 says, and the enemy shall come like a flood, but the Lord, or the Spirit of the Lord, will lift up a standard against him. Now that standard against him is it's like he imbues us with his grace and with his love, to a point where we should be able to say, we are now living this kind of life because of him. Now, apart from the victory that he gives us over sin, he also gives us power to be able to do certain things that ordinarily would not do. For example, if I pray for you without the power of the Holy Spirit, that's a speech. That's like someone making noise, all right? But when I pray with the conviction and the power of the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit takes up that prayer, a sweet incense before the Lord, and then the Lord does something special by giving the Holy Spirit the power to bring healing upon you. Then you are healed. Now, it's not my prayer that has healed you. It's this combination of acknowledging that I am a tool, I am a vessel in the hand of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit would use us to accomplish certain things that ordinarily would not, like bring healing to people, like do good things, like return tithes and offering, you know. So the Holy Spirit changes this selfish nature into this grace of bringing glory and honor to God because of what we do.
Now, my elder, tell me, why did Christ have to return to heaven when there was so much work to still be accomplished? I mean, we're still living with sin to this very day.
So in the first place, the truth is that here is the beauty about Christianity. And for me, this is why I am convinced that I belong to a true religion. Here is the beauty about Christianity. When man sins, okay, God doesn't say, I can create another human being, one who'll be more obedient than me, so let me get rid of this. But what does God do? He says, you see, because I love man more than I love myself, God brings up a solution to the sin problem. And the solution to the sin problem is for one of them, or God himself, in the being of Christ, to die for us. So he's paid the price for our sin, meaning he has esteemed us above himself. That is God's grace. But then he says, you see, if I keep telling this story myself, the others won't know that it's possible to live a victorious life over sin. So what does God do? He then also embraces us as his partners in this commission. When I talk to you that, look, I used to steal, I don't steal anymore. You know, you will believe that truly there's possibility of changing. But if God came to you and says, I can't steal, you know, by nature he can't because he's holy, you know, then you'll be like, okay, this is God thing. This is not human humanly possible. So the reason why Christ departs is that he would want us to continue doing what he was doing when he was a human. He comes here as a human, remember? He comes here, he's born in as a human. He is dealing with the issues that we deal with on a daily basis. Like Hebrews would say, he was tempted in all points like we are, and yet without sin. And so he is able, therefore, to give us the grace and to make us live victorious or to represent us correctly before the Father. So what I'm trying to say is that he has to go. Why he has to go is that he would want to demonstrate to the other beings that, you see, this rest that I love so much, that I invested so much, they will return the love to me and they will continue doing what I used to do on earth by the power of the Holy Spirit. So he had to go so that we can take up the mantle and work with the Holy Spirit to accomplish that which he started.
Now, in as far as his work on heaven is concerned, is he continuing now that we have to continue on our own here? Is he continuing to assist, or he's chilling and waiting for us to come?
That's the beauty about Christianity again. You see, the thing about Christianity is that we are totally dependent upon God. So the full cycle is that we need to appreciate that we are just, how can I say, let me use a crude term, we are tools in the business of the salvation of others. So what is God doing? What is Christ doing? So when he is standing before the Father, he is continuously advocating, he is continuously mediating, he is continuously pleading and showing that mercy has to abide because there is someone who needs to be served. So every day of our lives, when he is like 24/7 before the throne of grace, he is standing there pointing to his fingers, to his hands, the nail pricked hands, the body which he is enslaved himself in for the sake of our salvation. And with that, on continuously basis, like he says, you know, the term he uses is, and I will pray my Father to send you the Holy Spirit. He is basically saying that I'm going to work with the Father, I'm going to work with the Holy Spirit to ensure that you follow me and you do what I'm supposed to do here on earth for the cause and the glory of God and also for the salvation of mankind. But at the same time, I'm not going to leave you alone. He says, all power has been what? Given unto me, and I'll always be with you up to the end of the what? Of the world. So he is always going to be with us. And how is he always going to be with us? Yes, he's in heaven, but by extension, through the Holy Spirit, he's with us. So the Holy Spirit himself is basically what would call Christ's presence. Now, let me put it this way. The disciples were seeing him physically, all right? We see him by faith spiritually because we have the Holy Spirit with us on daily basis. So by extension, what we hear, what we sometimes, yes, he does. You know, like the convictions that come so strong, we can actually hear him speak to us. Now, we know that the three work in harmony. And so what the Holy Spirit is accomplishing and doing here on earth, what Christ is doing by mediating in heaven, and what the Father is doing to ensure that all things work together for good to them that believe, is in harmony at the end of the day to bring about salvation, to bring about sanctification, and eventually, when he comes, to bring about glorification.
My elder, I must thank you so much for coming through. Always a pleasure talking to you. We're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you so much, Zaman. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.